AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Vice President J.D. Vance says he hopes Iran meets President Trump's deadline.
We feel confident that we can get a response, whether it's positive or negative. We're going to get a response from the Iranians by 8 o'clock tonight. I hope they make the right response.
The president warned on social media a whole civilization will die tonight if Iran does not open the Strait of Hormuz to all ship traffic. At the UN, spokesman Stefan Dujarric says the rhetoric is alarming.
The Secretary General has been very clear on issues regarding international law, and he urges yet again all parties to abide by their obligations regarding the conduct of these hostilities. And he recalls that civilian infrastructure, including energy infrastructure, may not be attacked, even if specific civilian infrastructure were to qualify as a military objective. International humanitarian law would still prohibit attacks against them if they may be expected to cause excessive incidental civilian harm.
Qatari Foreign Ministry spokesman Majid Al Ansari says the continuation of this war will only mean more cost for international peace and security.
The net of losers is expanding every day as a result of the ramifications of the economic situation. But we are working with all our partners in the region and beyond to make sure that any window of opportunity is utilized.
Iran rejected a 45-day ceasefire proposal and said it wants a permanent end to the war. The British government is blocking Ye, the rapper formerly known as Kanye West, from entering the UK as the controversy over his anti-Semitic statements led to calls for planned headline performances in July at a major music festival to be canceled. An Indiana politician says someone fired 13 shots at the front door and left behind a note reading, "No data centers," at his doorstep. Indianapolis Councilman Ron Gibson said he and his 8-year-old son were not harmed. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Oil prices are rising and stocks are falling as the countdown ticks towards the latest deadline set by President Donald Trump for Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz and allow crude oil to be shipped out of the Persian Gulf. The S&P 500 fell 0.7% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. That's ahead of Trump's 8 p.m. Eastern Time deadline before he starts destroying Iran's power plants and bridges. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 210 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite slid 1.1%. The moves in financial markets remain tentative, as they have been since the start of the war with Iran a little over a month ago. Treasury yields ticked higher in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Police in Germany say three people, including a 10-month-old girl, were killed Sunday when high winds toppled a tree during an Easter egg hunt. Four people were pinned under the tree. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.